Missing out on family. Yeah, I remember walking in and looking out the window and crying. I remember that.
You didn't affect y'all. Y'all don't feel like I wasn't in your life.
Yeah, I know, but I'm not worried about family. I'm worried about being with the family. And I'm worried about the
family. Where's Bentley right now?
Yes.
You pitch a fit when you don't get what you want.
Indeed.
Yeah, that would be pretty creepy. Oh, good Facebook. The safe house?
Steakhouse.
Oh, okay. I thought they were going to meet Tyler's dad.
And I really want to get to know Tyler.
Are you excited to move back here from you now?
Yeah, it's been a nice change. A lot of snow, though.
Now you're going to go back home, Dad. It's going to be hot.
Yeah. So, how are things with your mom?
I mean, they're getting better. She was rough on me with like the whole adoption and everything.
I'm just glad you were supportive for her because
the rooster haircut's gone.
You know, really against it with grandparents, you know, right. So you can't really knock them for thinking that was the right thing to do for them.
Right.
Yeah.
But I think with time, your mom will realize you did the right thing.
Well, that's what she says to me now.
Yeah.
She realizes that if Carly was here, you know, how it would have been.
How long have they been divorced if she hasn't? She's been dating Tyler for 7 years.
Of course I did, because I was so far away. But I'm trying to learn from my mistakes. And you can call me anytime, and I'll talk all through the night. With you or Ty.
I tried calling you, but...
Don't call me Ty.
I had the wrong number, or I asked permission to post her, but I never got a hold of you. So I just had to ask her mother.
We were engaged and had a kid, and you know you met him.
Well, I just probably didn't know.
Well, Caitlin makes her own choices. She loves you and believes in you, and I have a proud dad as my son in law.
Aww. He winked at him. Dad approved. You gotta love the little things they add to it. So I got Mom off the hike.
Oh, I'm ready to go. I think we should just have a look at the stuff as we go in. I made an appointment to see a rental house I can afford, and I hope my parents can be more supportive today.
They won't.
Not where we were yesterday, Mom. Let's just focus on looking at property and being able to get a house to live. Well, I can tell you right now, we're going to the wrong section of town.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Whoa. Yes, that looks like the wrong side of the tracks. Okay. Oh my gosh.
All buckled up. Look at the backyard. Oh, Mom, I don't really like grass.
It's Arizona. You're not going to get grass.
Yeah.
It's horrifying.
Yes, Mom, you don't need to reiterate everything that we already know.
No, I don't care. Anybody can scream. Michael, we're talking.
Oh, my gosh.
Again, I wonder why they're divorced.
And they're arguing and arguing, and Tiffany's just laying back there.
Home is where Mom isn't. Yep, in that tree. Yeah, you kind of love the little cartoonish actions they put on the bottom of the things as they close the book. Sorry about the little squeaking, it's my chair. We'll try to get it fixed. Anyway, we're on episode 9. I don't know how many episodes we have in season 3. It can't be too many more.
No. I wouldn't say there would be too many more. I wonder if they'll show next season of Teen Mom or they'll go back to 16 and pregnant.
Or Teen Mom 2.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Or Teen Mom 3.
It's possible. I don't know. We might be ending up beating a dead horse at Teen Mom 3.
I know. I wouldn't think Teen Mom 3 would be a good idea either.
Yeah, we can go back to, what, Janelle and Leah.
Ugh.
Oh, boy.
Janelle.
Joe's brought, Caitlin?
Caitlin, I think.
Yeah, and the other one.
Oh, the spoiled one.
Oh, yes. Amber. Ashley.
No.
Audrey? I don't know.
Aubrey? No.
Yep, maybe Aubrey. Please let us know.
The spoiled girl.
Yeah, the one that Daddy buys everything. Adam's girlfriend.
Yes.
Boy.
Oh, that looks like a good Sonic dog.
The one with the onions or the one with the bacon?
The one with the fried stuff on it.
Yeah. Sonic hot dogs. See what we look at when we're watching this. We get the commercials. Yay! All you as TiVo miss out. And who watched it on TV?
On TV? Yeah, we get more commercials.
But not the same ones. We get the mouth-watering Sonic commercials.
Sonic.
We didn't know we get any money remuneration from Sonic, so please don't sue us, Sonic.
Okay, we're frozen.
Continue to content. Wait, what? And we're back.
Yay!
Gotta love interactive commercials.
I woke up early this morning because my dad's leaving in a few hours.
Fuzzy and pink slippers. Wrestling? We weren't wrestling last night. No, Dad, we don't do that. Tyler has 3 shirts on, and Caitlin has 1.5 shirts on.
And the dad has 1 on.
A very tight shirt.
Probably because he's from Florida, he never gets hot or cold.
He never gets cold.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
She looks happy.
I think she's the better off the wall for him.
Yep.
It's a little overwhelming, a little sad too, because I can't squeeze her anymore.
Squeeze her.
As much as I would love to have her in my life, she's better off
There we go.
I've been thinking a lot about my sister today, and I just need to get out of the house.
I'm not going to say anything. Oh, she got her license back.
No.
No?
I'm out front.
Oh my gosh. Come on, Amber. Bye. Pay your tickets. Well, they finally put the snow in the Santa Claus outside.
He's definitely creepy. I think every mom does that.
Stand up and make sure they're breathing.
God, it's snowing hard. Hey, where are you going?
Still?
No, we already talked about putting the tree together.
No, it's the same day.
Oh.
She wants to see you. She wants
you to support her. Let's candy cane. Is Amber
not allowed to see? Leah? Oh, like, yeah, she is. I think she
is. Are allowed to have her in your house?
I don't know.
Oh, I think we're at our last commercial break.
That's the dog.
There it is. There's your fried onion hot dog. Cross between a blooming onion and a heart attack. Alright, so, resolution. Tyler and Caitlin, what do you think should happen between them?
Think should happen between them?
Yeah, should they get married? Should they...
Well, I can't decide yet.
Do you think they're okay together?
Yeah, I think right now they're okay together, but they act more like they're married than, you know, they're like way too, I don't know, there doesn't seem to be the dating flame.
True. We still date and we've been married almost 8 years. Alright, resolution, Kyle. Oh, never mind, we're back. We'll have to answer this one next week. Speaking of Brian. You won't.
But I have to make a decision today.
What is she cooking?
That looks like some kind of rice.
Can't spend money because she's spending it all on her housing.
Okay, well, thank you.
Macy, wash your face. Okay. Put on some foundation.
Stop it!
Oh, yeah, she might be the only one we can get on the podcast because we live in the same town.
We can stalk her.
There we go. We can go to chat state. No, probably not. Eat what? That stuff looks nasty.
Okay, let's go eat.
Since
we got to Arizona, my parents have been ignoring my opinions about where to live. I wish they trusted me to make my own decisions.
Yes, get drunk. That'll help things.
You look exhausted from looking at the things.
Oh my gosh. Pharaoh, take note. Don't bring your parents on trips.
Yep. And how much does that cost, Mom? Is Fair starting a rapping career?
What I want to do, what I want to do.
No, you haven't. You went and saw one house.
Whoa!
Mom, why are you so quiet? What do you want me to say? I drove you everywhere that you wanted me to drive you. I've done everything I can. And if it's not good enough, I might as well be nothing wrong. Why do you think I want to? I can't handle how you guys are acting.
Well, I can't handle that.
But then you're right, Mom. Don't worry about ever seeing me when I do. Can't handle this, then you shouldn't have had this.
Ooh.
I don't think either of them have respect for each other.
Nope. But like I said before, I think Farrah lost a lot of respect when her mom punched her. But still, you have to wonder what led up to that too. Okay, let's go back to resolution. Kyle, Ryan, and Macy.
Oh, I don't think Kyle and Macy will be together forever.
I don't think Ryan and Macy are going to be together either.
No.
Oh, get answers to your sex and relationship questions and tips on how to take control and not get pregnant at PinterestSexLife.org. Now we're back with Sarah. Alrighty.
Michael, moving away with Sophia will make me happy. And if my parents can't understand that, then we definitely need help.
They're all in the same room. This is not creepy. Mom's on the bed, Fair is eating.
We need to have a counseling session so that we can communicate and talk properly, so that we can have a good relationship. And if nobody wants to put effort in that, then we don't need to have a relationship.
Oh, I'm good with that.
Okay.
You're good with no relationship or counseling?
Ooh.
She moved out of the house and she still doesn't have it. So maybe a couple of states will help. Nah, he'll probably get the job. An Ed Hardy steering wheel cover? Really?
I'll call you,
and even if you don't get the job,
I'll see
you. Bye, Justin Bieber. He's taller than Justin Bieber, though. And Ed Hardy seat covers, too.
I love you!
Aww. Pouty lip.
You actually have a normal parent.
They have a nice place.
They do. They have at least two cats. They get along. Not like our two cats that don't get along.
See, they're so far away from each other.
I know, he should be sitting on the couch. The other couch.
It's hard not being around my family on my sister's birthday.
Oh.
Man, she latched on to that one, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she called her Amber. Not Mama.
Yeah.
I'm gonna plug the light in. Wow!
Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. Brush your teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old, so. Brush their teeth.
Better?
She doesn't really care.
What you, Gary?
My punching bag. Oh, here we go. Affliction. His shirt says affliction. Is that irony or what? Yeah, but you have Leah. Yeah. You should be her mentor. And yet her mascara didn't run. I don't know. Yeah, Pharaoh walking out, leaving her parents to fight it out. What is she doing? Ryan and Dylan.
They do look cute together.
Yep. No worries either. And here's your favorite part.
Ah.
The concept of teen pregnancy by Lauren Doan. Oh, and we're done. Let's get ready for the promo for next week. Hope you guys enjoyed this. We'll try to get it out as soon as we can. And thank you.
Give us feedback.
Yep. Ask us some relationship questions. We don't know it all, but we can sure use Google. Here we go, on the next scene on.
It's not gonna work. We're totally different.
Wow. Something tells me that maybe the season finale.
Yeah, that's weird.
I know. That's a lot of drama for one episode. Anyway, give us feedback. Thanks for all your patience with waiting for episode to finally drop. Any final words?
Thank you for listening to the Teen Mom Podcast. And keep us posted with your comments, questions, and tips.
And if you've ever listened to podcasts, the first episode, they always get better after this. So
yeah. Stay with us. If we suck, listen to the next episode.
All right. Everybody, this is Daniel.
Gina.
And see you later.
Goodbye.